Hi, this is Jay Farner, CEO of Rocket Mortgage. Making the right financial decisions has never been more important. We can help guide you to those right decisions now, when they matter most. Mortgage rates are near historic lows, so when you call 8338-ROCKET or visit us at rocketmortgage.com to start your refinance, you'll be well on your way to saving money every month. The rate today on our 30-year fixed-rate mortgage is 3.375%, APR 3.59%. Right now could be a great time for you to take some positive financial steps forward with a cash-out refinance from Rocket Mortgage, which could give you the boost that you're looking for. In addition, we may be able to help you refinance with little or no out-of-pocket costs. At Rocket Mortgage, we're committed to every client, every time, no exceptions, no excuses, giving you the best mortgage experience. Call us today at 8338-ROCKET or go to rocketmortgage.com to learn more.
Rates subject to change. Pay 1.875% fee to receive this discounted rate. Call for cost information and conditions. Equal housing lender. License in all 50 states. NMLS number 3030.
Good morning, America. This is the Cash Roundtable. Try to catch me, Keaton, here Sunday morning. Well, a regular visitor to our show every Sunday, Dr. Peter Mihalos, based in Southampton, New York. And usually he updates us on the virus. So, Peter, why don't you update us on the virus?
Okay, the update is that the coronavirus is still here with us. And it looks like we have, based on history, probably be with us till next May, because most of these viruses last 16 to 18 months. And then they eventually attenuate. The good news is that we're learning a lot more about the virus every day and how to treat people. A lot of developments in the medications, the antivirals, the antibodies, and everybody is waiting for a vaccine. Normally, a vaccine takes years to develop, but with the program of Operation Warp Speed, looks like we might have a candidate coming this fall, possibly the first one. Looks like it might be coming from Pfizer, which in the test studies that they did on patients, they showed that they developed antibody titers or levels of antibody that were even greater than the people who were infected. So it looks like it's working and it's being tested on thousands of people. And they've already, the United States government has already pre-ordered 100 million doses. And in England, they've pre-ordered 90 million doses, so that's a good sign that they're betting on this one. And with Operation Warp Speed, we're much better prepared with our supply chain. The government put money into a company called Corning that makes glassware, and they're making the vials that will actually contain the vaccine material, and we'll have the needles, syringes, and we're producing our own swabs now. We're making masks. And things are looking a lot better to have a vaccine at a record speed. There's 142 that started, and now we're narrowed down to about five. So that's very exciting. And also some of the antivirals are very interesting. For example, in Turkey, their death rate dropped significantly because what they're doing is as soon as someone is positive with COVID, they give them the hydroxychloroquine, which seems to work. When you give it the first 3 or 4 days, it's useless after that. Only works when you give it right away, just like with Tamiflu, with the flu. And they also are giving Avigan, which is an antiviral developed in Japan back in 2014, which seems to be an mRNA-blocking antiviral. And the combination is being used in Turkey, and their death rate is dropping significantly. And the Russian Ministry of Health also approved it, and it's also now been approved in India. So there are other things happening around the world. It's not just in the United States. That particular drug, Avigan, is also being tested in Boston, and it's in the phase 2 trial. So hopefully that'll get approved, and people will start looking at around the world at some of the literature, because that's how we first find things out, just like the way they discover.
So, bottom line is, even though the infection rates are way up, the death rates are way down because of certain medicines available now, and the new knowledge of what we have learned about the virus. So the death rates in like in New York area almost zero in the last few days. Is that correct?
Yeah, that's correct. And also the increased testing, for example, now that you have a 15-minute rapid test. And, for example, in our community, we have one center that does it. There's a line of 100 people. So you have all these 20-somethings who are the asymptomatic carriers. So they're getting tested, and they're being told, stay away from everyone else, so they're not spreading it like crazy. So I think that the increased testing nationally is helping a lot to find out. The problem is a lot of these testing, sometimes it's not accurate, and sometimes it can be wrong. But what we need is a national test that's really good, that's consistent. Now we have about, 20 different companies doing testing, but still, it's important to test, and I think the social distancing and the masks do help, but people need to get out and go to work. For example, in Turkey, anyone over 65, they're telling them to stay home. Everyone else, they're telling them to go to work and keep the economy going. So the economy is sitting here waiting like a rubber band to bounce back, but the death rate is down, and this continues to be infectious, but there's probably about 8 strains circling the globe as well. But I think things, will get better in certain areas. We'll have their outbreaks, and eventually herd immunity is happening around the country. New York got really hit very, very hard. And now the death rate is also down because now the hospitals know how to handle it better. And also a lot of doctors quietly are treating it and using things like hydroxychloroquine immediately as outpatients. But nobody talks about it, but it is happening out in the community. So all these things combined are helping to reduce the death rate. And hopefully we'll get through this. And also hopefully we won't have a peaceful protest or riots or other things where people aren't wearing masks and social distancing, because I think that contributed a lot to this spur that we've seen the last few weeks. So I hope that will all calm down.
Dr. Mihalos, thank you so much for filling in the American people like you do every week. And I understand next week we want to talk about electric cars, and they're not really as healthy for you as people think. And I look forward to talking to you about it next week. And thank you for coming on this week and continuing our discussion about the virus.
Thank you. God bless America, and this too shall pass.
This is the Cats Roundtable. I'll be right back.